It's Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. The 86th Texas Legislative Session starts tomorrow. That's Tuesday, January 8th, 2019. And so, yeah, that's often the response and level of enthusiasm when someone says the legislative session is about to start. But what happens under that dome in downtown Austin is actually really important and impacts a lot of lives. So ahead of this next session, we are taking some time this morning to talk about the nuts and bolts of how the state legislature works and some of the major topics expected to come up this session. And to walk us through that, I'm joined this morning by KUT senior editor Ben Philpott. Good morning, Ben.
Good morning.
And before we start our discussion, a reminder that throughout this legislative session, we would love to hear your questions that you have during the session about what's happening and why. There's an easy way to submit your questions. It's right on the front page of our website, KUT.org. Okay, Ben, are you ready for questions?
Let's go.
Okay, you're dressed like a professor this morning with your bow tie. So I think you are ready. Okay.
I'm ready to do some teaching.
Okay, so the session begins tomorrow. It's the second Tuesday of January of an odd number year. The longest the session can last is 140 days. So why is the session limited to only 140 days?
Because when state lawmakers created the Constitution and, or when the people rather wrote and authorized the Constitution of the state, they said, look, you know what? We don't trust the government. Now, remember, this is coming out of the Civil War, Reconstruction. And they said, let's limit how much government we're going to have here in the state of Texas. So how about a short session, 140 days?
Well, and I'm assuming that's also the reason why the legislature only meets every other year. You know, in lots of states, the legislature meets annually. But
right.
Texas, it's only
every
other year.
Some states, they meet year-round, every year. This is, again, because they wanted to limit what the state of Texas could do and how much it could do in terms of the state government. And so we've been doing it that way ever since. Although, you know, the state government really does work year-round. We have committee hearings year-round. There is a legislative budget board that is there in case some kind of crisis happens, any budgetary action needs to be decided. So, the state gets around it, but yeah, 140 days every 2 years.
All right. So Ben, who makes up the state legislative body? Who is in the state house? Who's in the state senate?
We've got 150 members of the Texas House. That is a static number. The number of people that House member represents changes, of course, as the population goes up or down, but it's 150 people in the House. That includes the Speaker of the House. The Speaker is a regular House member who is then selected by the members of the House to be Speaker. On the Senate side, we have 31 senators and a lieutenant governor.
And how long do House members and senators serve?
Senators are it's a 4-year term for senators. It's 2 years for House members.
Right, Ben, and you mentioned the Speaker of the Texas House. What is that role? Who leads the Texas State House?
Yeah, so the Speaker does. And what they do is they kind of set the agenda. And I guess maybe traffic cop is the best way to kind of talk about it. They are someone who picks the committees, picks who's on the committees, who leads the committees, picks where bills go, if they go to which committee they go to make it through the legislative process. And they, you know, rule on or kind of have a large role in what bills then make it back to the House floor.
Right. Now, what about on the Senate side? Who is the leader of the Senate?
Yeah, and that's the lieutenant governor, who is not elected by the Senate, but is a statewide elected office. Dan Patrick is the current lieutenant governor. By the way, I didn't mention who the current speaker is. That's because we're going to find out on Tuesday. Joe Strauss is retiring. We'll have an election among the House members on Tuesday for who is going to take over. That should be Dennis Bond, and that's who is expected. But anyway, Dan Patrick, lieutenant governor, and he has the same powers that I just kind of laid out with the speaker. Talks about where who's on the committees, where bills go, what bills get brought up to the floor.
All right, Ben, harken back to Schoolhouse Rock days for a moment. Remember, I'm just a bill sitting on Capitol Hill. You don't have to sing for us, but yeah. I am curious if you can walk us through for the state legislature how a bill makes its way through the Texas state legislature.
Bill is written. Bill gets sent to a committee. The committee looks at the bill, has a hearing on the bill. Committee votes to either send it back up to the chamber, House or Senate, or doesn't, and it could die in committee. Gets back up to, let's just say, the House for a vote. If it passes one time, it comes back up for a vote a second time. If it passes there, it goes back over to the opposite chamber, to the Senate in this case, and the whole process starts over again. Both chambers pass it, goes to the governor for, both in the same form, goes to the governor for signature.
And my last procedural question before we switch to some sort of content of what they're going to be discussing, what role does Texas governor, right now it's Greg Abbott, what role does the governor play in a legislative session?
We have what's considered a weak governorship here in the state of Texas based on how the Constitution is set up. And so basically it's the bully pulpit. It's he puts forward budget suggestions, he puts forward legislative suggestions, but he cannot write the bills. All he can do is sign them.
You're listening to Morning Edition on KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten, joined by KUT Senior Editor Ben Philpott for a preview of the 2019 Texas legislative session. It starts tomorrow. Lawmakers, though, could actually start filing bills several weeks before the session, so we can get a sense of some of what lawmakers will focus on. But of course, not all of those bills will actually come before lawmakers this session. One of the things we do know, education and specifically school finance is likely to loom large during this session. Here's KUT's Claire McInerney, who covers education for KUT.
While school districts across the state have been complaining about the current funding system for years, the reason school finance is really such a hot topic is because voters, and especially those in suburban districts, have made it clear that they want something done. The biggest issue in the current system is recapture. That requires property-rich areas, so big cities, towns with oil or other high-value land, to pay a chunk of their property taxes back to the state. Those funds then go on to pay for schools in areas that can't raise enough in property taxes to adequately fund their schools. After the last session, when no funding laws were passed, the legislature created a task force to redesign the school finance system. Their final report asks the legislature to not depend on recapture to fund schools. There's a few bills that address funding, but we'll have to wait for the budget bill to see if new dollars are added.
That's KUT's Claire McInerney. There are a lot of fires that Texas lawmakers have to put out on the healthcare front. The state's uninsured is starting to climb back up after years of improvement. The state is still facing a maternal mortality crisis, and political battles over abortion are likely to rage on during this upcoming session. Here's KUT's Ashley Lopez.
The state's uninsured rate has been climbing in Texas as the Trump administration has been weakening the Affordable Care Act in various ways. Advocates say Trump's immigration crackdown has also caused immigrant families in Texas with one or more undocumented members to withdraw from services, even if there are other people in the family entitled to services. The rising uninsured rate is probably one of the bigger health issues facing the state, and it's not clear whether there's a plan or political will to address it in the legislature. Another important issue is maternal mortality. State officials have been working to prevent women from dying while pregnant or shortly after giving birth. There are some bills aimed at expanding access to health care for low-income women, among other things. The last one, abortion, will likely yet again be a hotly debated issue at the legislature. President Trump has appointed two very conservative justices to the U.S. Supreme Court, which changes the stakes for any abortion restrictions that come out of the Texas Capitol. In the past, the U.S. Supreme Court has struck down some of the more extreme restrictions passed in Texas.
That's KUT's Ashley Lopez. The relationship between Texas and its cities is often a hot topic for state lawmakers. KUT's Audrey McGlinchey covers the city of Austin for KUT and has a preview of what she's anticipating this session.
The first big one is paid sick leave. Last year, the Austin City Council passed an ordinance requiring most private employers to give their workers 6 to 8 paid sick days a year. A current lawsuit may undo that ordinance, but in the meantime, state lawmakers will take a crack at overturning it, with a bill prohibiting any city from passing such a law. There's also already been a bill filed on property taxes, specifically how much more property tax money a city can collect year over year. Governor Greg Abbott is hoping to lower that amount. Other bills to look for include ones limiting a city's ability to regulate short-term rentals. Those are places you can rent on websites like Airbnb and HomeAway. And bills overturning Austin's Ban the Box ordinance that limits how employers can consider someone's criminal record when hiring.
That was KUT's Audrey McGlinchey. You're listening to a special preview of the 2019 Texas legislative session. It begins tomorrow. This is KUT 90.5. I'm Jennifer Staten. Texas is not a state known for strong environmental protections. The fact is, many environmental groups head into legislative sessions more concerned about stopping what they consider bad bills than pushing ones they think are good. With that in mind, here's KUT's Mose Bouchel with a quick breakdown of some environmental bills that have been filed and some that might be this legislative session.
They say Texas is bigger than France, but you know what's bigger than Texas? A massive island of plastic garbage floating in the Pacific Ocean. And one of the aims of the single-use plastic bag bans that many Texas cities adopted over the last several years was to stop plastic pollution. But the Texas Supreme Court ruled last year that those bans violate state law. To allow cities to regulate single-use plastic bags again, Austin Democratic State Rep. Gina Hinojosa has filed HB 514 to amend the law. What could be worse than plastic pollution? Try catastrophic climate change. For the last several sessions, State Rep. Eric Johnson's filed bills requiring state agencies to prepare for the impacts of global warming. This year, the Dallas Democrat is back with House Bill 100. It tells state agencies to consult with the Texas state climatologists to figure out how extreme weather linked to climate change might impact the agency's work. Johnson thinks the hurricanes, floods, and fires that have happened in Texas since lawmakers last met may spur action where there's been none before. That bill would help prepare for climate change, but what helps fight it? Well, renewable energy. And Texas actually leads the country when it comes to wind power generation. But advocates for renewables are worried that plans are brewing in the legislature this session to end policies that have helped renewables flourish. But the wind industry has become so big, it has allies now outside of the traditional environmental community. A group called Powering Texas recently formed to defend pro-wind policies. Its members include the Texas Association of Business, as well as the Chambers of Commerce for many wind and sun-rich and often politically conservative parts of the state.
That was KUT's Mose Bouchel, and I'm joined for this special preview of the 2019 Texas legislative session by KUT senior editor Ben Philpott. And Ben, we've been listening to KUT reporters talk about the important topics they're anticipating on their beats coming out of the 2019 legislative session. What are you especially going to be looking for or keeping an eye on as the session gets underway?
Well, I really want to see how much that school finance debate that we heard Claire McInerney talk about, how much that really does kind of overwhelm the entire legislative session. This is something that it truly seems this time there is a bipartisan push to do something better than what the legislature has done in the past. One thing to really look at, though, is what happens later today, actually, when the state comptroller releases the budget revenue estimate. That's going to say, hey, state lawmakers, here is how much money I think you will have to spend during the legislative session. If that's not a strong number, if that's a little weak, then it's going to be a lot harder to do school finance and the property tax reductions that lawmakers want to do along with a change in the state's school finance system. So there's a whole lot of talk about school finance right now. If the comptroller comes back later today and says your budget this is going to be $5 billion smaller than it was last time around, then all that may be out the window. We'll just have to see.
And Ben, quickly as we wrap up, any topics from the last legislative session that didn't make their way through that you anticipate may return?
You know, it'll be interesting. We've got a new Speaker of the House. We've got a Lieutenant Governor who has at least sounded a little more moderate heading into the session and has fewer Republicans in the Senate to work with. So things like additional immigration bills, things like the bathroom bill, which would have restricted access to public restrooms for transgender people. You know, those things may not come back up again, but I'll be interested in looking to see what happens.
KUT senior editor Ben Philpott, thanks for your time this morning, Ben.
Thank you.
The 2019 Texas legislative session begins tomorrow. You can keep up with coverage at KUT.org and submit your questions that you have about the session. You can also do that at KUT.org.